Free GAC with Gary K.
What is that? I know what that is.
Hey, hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's a little short of 55 seconds there. That's okay, John. I can dive right in, assuming technology is at hand here. So, it is 7:30 Pacific here. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is GAC. Radio Free GAC starts now. Cross your fingers. That was Chibomato. We'll fade that turntable out. And that's reminding you about your poultry knowledge there. So that's Know Your Chicken, which appeared on the New York Duo's 1996 album Viva La Woman. But that was on the 7-inch. That's the 7-inch version. It's a little bit rougher. Has a little bit more of the John Spencer blues explosion field. And Viva La Woman had at least 10 songs devoted to food out of the 11 or 12 tracks on it. And Chibomato is Italian for crazy food. And it consisted of the Japanese women Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori, who met before as members of the noise punk band called Leito Lichi. They released a handful of singles and a couple albums before they broke up in 2001. Since then, Hattori went on to focus on bossa nova and hip-hop, and Honda turned her attention to the New York underground. So konnichiwa, time for Radio Free GAC here, your show loosely based on cinematic sounds on UBC's fully functional community radio station, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be conducting the CITR Orchestra here until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call the booth here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com, so long as you're not like the other Fishers and sending me information about bank accounts, because God knows I seem to have enough of that, and only that sometimes. Anyways, in tribute of May being Asian Heritage Month, and as evidenced by our opening track here, the show will be all Japanese. It'll be all Japanese acts or sounds this week. Soundtrack profile will be on the soundtrack to the anime series about a space bounty hunter, so it's Cowboy Bebop. But we'll start off with some Japanese new wave here. The Yellow Magic Orchestra were a pioneering act in the Japanese pop music scene. They were founded in 1978, and they effectively started the techno-pop scene in Japan. So from their 1981 album, Technodelic, here is the Yellow Magic Orchestra with Gradated Gray.
Yeah. minute, every second, I can feel it getting closer. Every minute, every second, I can feel it getting closer. Every minute, every second, I can feel it getting closer.
With Pate, or Pate, P-A-T-E is how it's spelt, and that originally appeared as the B-side to the single Good, which came out in 1981. Plastics were a short-lived quintet that only lasted from 1976 to 1981, but they developed a riotous reputation that bands such as Pizzicato 5 and the Poly 6 emulated, and both acts actually covered the Plastics, and conveniently enough, Pizzicato 5 covered the song Good on the Music is Organized by Sound album released by Matador in 1996. We'll hear a little bit of Pizzicato 5 in this next set, but a little bit more about the Plastics. They received notoriety in the West since one of the vocalists was a graphic designer, and he was commissioned to work on the Talking Heads tour guide as they went through Japan. So Toshio Nakanishi slipped in a few demos of Plastics to David Byrne, and once David Byrne listened to them, he's like, okay, I know a person to give this to, so he passed them on to the manager of B-52s. And that established their working relationship outside of Japan, throughout the Western world, as it were. And based on that, their profile raised, and they even appeared on SCTV once. Now, based on the music we heard there, that sort of led into another scene that developed in the mid-90s, and that's called Shibuya-kei, and that's a musical style that is based on more of a hyper-eclectic sound palette, but it has that experimental new wave aspect along with being really super happy. These next two acts exemplify the Shibuya-kei sound, starting off with Kihime Kari. And based on the multiple releases she's had with similar albums but slightly different track lists, a good place to start is with the KK Works compilation from 2001, which compiled her songs, or her favorites, or the best songs that she had from 1998 to 2000. So here is Japanese singer Kihime Kari with What Are You Wearing on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver.
What are you wearing?
A little sweater. It's really the sun. It's got a geometric grid of little squares. My legs are bare. How we describe my underwear? It's warm against my hair. Soft against my skin. But you can come here. Until the pink and yellow dot is printed on the front begins to smile.
What are you wearing?
I got a hat on. My shirt is satin. It's got a picture of a pony in a bed. My hair is great today. I'm wearing see-through pink garden. From my top, my tummy has a drip. The water pieces spilled. Be very careful, someone could get wet. Someone could get cute. And I'm wearing a heart on my sleeve. I am wearing a spy. I am wearing a spy. On a theater, up on a catwalk. Down in the street. German spotters through the rubber and through the box. I blended the ugly minor cross. Such calm, post-it notes. Used to be a hologram and a grimson. Used to be a big suicide fun. This travel with now work like a man. And where is that? Is where I am.
What are you wearing?
I made this cardboard. How could he cut it? Of a pretty bunker. And in my knickers, there is a flower of my mother's. My shirt is shining like a toad. I'm wearing happy braids, my aviator shades, my favorite leather shoes, my sailor's which is blue. And if it's meant for you, I'm taking off a leave in a hip. Right here in the street, and I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve. Cloud. 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 Cloud.
Hologram, hologram, Sam. I used to be a wolf, not a dream. I used to be a robin, thank you, man. I used to be a kitten of Japan. Came from Evia in Philippines. Boy is a king, a girl is a queen. A girl is a king, a boy is a queen.
Where is that? That is where I am.
Pizza 5 with a remix of Baby Love Child off their first North American EP called Made in USA, which you can find through Matador Records. There was still a trio at that point in that 1994 release. It introduced Pizzicato 5 to a wider audience, though there were well-established stars in Japan by this point. They even had a store somewhere in the Shibuya district of Tokyo. Matt Groening of The Simpsons was smitten by them and used this song touchingly in one of the later episodes of Futurama. Asobi Seksu are another band from New York, though only featuring one Japanese member, this time it's vocalist Yuki Shikadate. Asobi Seksu, which is Japanese for fun sex or casual sex, Asobi Sex, focuses on a shoegaze element while exploring other avenues, so it makes for a nice poppy distorted sound here. So from this year's album, Hush, this is Mei no Mae on Radio Free GAC.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Just to give you an idea of what a typical Japanese commercial is like, this is a strange one for the latest Wii game called Muscle March. I can't help you past that. And if you look at the visuals for this, it makes even less sense. Okay, that was unintentionally insane, but that just gives you an idea. If you just mention the audio behind that, imagine the video visual aspects of that are equally insane. So this is Radio Free Gak here. It is just past 8 p.m. Pacific. It is Asian Heritage Month, and that is what May is about. So this program here on CITR is going to be devoted purely to Japanese music for the next hour or so. My name's Gak. Phone over to the studio here is 604-822-2487. What we'll do right now is we'll start listening a bit more into the rock elements of Japanese music, but we'll do it in sort of like garage rock style. So this next act was profiled in Kill Bill Volume 1. They were sort of dancing, playing the Woohoo song in the, I forget the name of the place it was, but where the fight with the crazy 88s happened. So from their 1993 or 1992 album, Can't Help It. Here are the 5, 6, 7, 8s with I Was a Teenage Cave Woman.
I was a teenage cave woman. Yeah.
the Zubombs, which is a phonetic translation of what trousers are called in Japan. That was my hometown off their 2003 album, Vamos a Bailar. And the Zubombs gained exposure by opening for the Flaming Lips and the John Spencer Blues Explosion, and they love playing in Canada, or at least in Toronto, since two of their live albums have been released in the past decade have been recorded in Hogtown somewhere, including one back in 2001 at the Elmo Combo. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. This is our Japanese-themed show. We'll get a little bit weirder with this next step. Starting off with Agaskodo Teliverik from London, and that's Hungarian for rearing stallions, since Hungary is where one or two of the members come from. But the lead singer and the keytar, not guitar, but keytar player is Hiro Take, and she's representing Japan in both vocals and lyrics. So from last year's Psycho Goulash album, here's Agaskodo Teliverik with Kamikaze Curry-Bun.
Thank you.
The Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Paraiso UFO off this year's album, Lord of the Underground, Vishnu and the Magic Elixir. That was the short song of three on the album. That was called Sorcerer's Stone of the Magi. And the Acid Mother's Temple have been around in multiple configurations since 1985, based out of core of musicians who then partner with other individuals or groups, such as the Melting Paraiso UFO, along with the Mothers of Invention and the Cosmic Inferno. And the Acid Mother's Temple were in town last month. Not sure who else joined them, but they were at Pat's Pub back in April, and from what I heard, a fine time was had. So stay tuned for this announcement about an event in Toronto next month.
Ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Koji Kondo with one of Nintendo's premier composers. Actually, sorry, he's one of the premier composers. What we heard was just one of the premier games that came out from Nintendo. So we heard before the commercials the titles, and then just after that, the overworld theme from The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, the 1992 Super Nintendo Entertainment System game, SNES. Kondo started off with Nintendo in 1983, just on commission there, just because they needed a composer to help as they built into the Famicom and eventually the Nintendo games. And his composition skills were highly put into test, because with the limitations of technology at the time, he only basically had about two or three channels to work with, and he had to basically manipulate tonal sound effects to make bass, percussion, and other things. But somehow people are still humming the Super Mario theme to this day, which is something that he composed along with most of Legend of Zelda theme music there. And he's still with Nintendo to this day, which is now at least 26 years. His most recent output has been for the Wii music. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Our profile tonight is on the music from Cowboy Bebop. So let's start with the main theme here, and then we'll sort of go into a little bit more about it.
We'll be right back. it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Exclamation mark there, and you can find that on the soundtrack to the TV anime series Cowboy Bebop, and that was composed by Yoko Kanno, and it was performed by the Seatbelts. And Yoko Kanno has been a composer, arranger, musician for a long time. She's worked on the whole series of various anime films or TV series. She worked on Escaflowne with her husband at the time. She worked on the TV series of Ghost in the Shell, and a whole series of other things as well, too. Now, the nice thing that we're going to hear through the rest of the show here is a wide diversity of styles and effects here. So in the background right now, we're listening to Cosmos, which is a nice little trumpet solo here by one of the Seatbelts. So Yoko Kanno has heard the Seatbelts act. They primarily thrive on jazz with that sort of hard sound there, but they also have a wide variety of 40s and 50s styles there. So you hear a lot of blues, you hear a lot of country elements, you hear a little bit of weird prog rock things as well too, amongst some other little experimental sounds. And Cowboy Bebop was a anime series featuring just a rogue bunch of bounty hunters just on commission in the solar system, just hopping around. Basically, warp gates started appearing after an accident on Earth, so everyone lives on Mars now, and a lot of crime happens throughout. So they just fly around this spaceship. It's a former mafioso, a former policeman. There's a nice little Welsh corgi as well, too, and a whole bunch of hackers and other nice people like that. So it's lasted 26 episodes. But there were various soundtracks included at the time. So numbered 6. And It was a wonderful series. So what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a few cuts from the first volume. There were like 6 volumes released and a whole bunch of remixes. So right now we'll dive into Piano Black.
Thank you.
In the background, we just heard Memory. So we started off that set with, we just talked a little bit of it, but that was Piano Black there. Then it moved to The Egg and I, and then that wonderful harmonica and bongo song was Digging My Potato before we closed with Memory here. Now, I'm just going to pull up one thing that's not totally related to this, but when I was doing a search for anything related to the Cowboy Bebop in the station library, I found this. And this is an act out of somewhere in our great country of Canada here. These are the Bebop Cowboys. Where are they from? That's a mystery. But anyways, they are a wonderful little act here. And this is a crazy rhythm here in the background. Not related to Cowboy Bebop at all, but involves cowboys that do like bebop here. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up in 20 minutes is this fine program here.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, the Bebop Cowboys are from Toronto. Great little act there. And this album came out just a few little years ago, and this is what that's why I like about the South. So you're listening to Radio Free Gak here. 20 minutes left in the show. The soundtrack profile is on Cowboy Bebop, both the animated TV series, and actually towards the end of this next set, we are going to be listening to some excerpts from the film that came out in 2002. The series wasn't really a big success in Japan when it first came out in 1998. It actually was sort of cut off briefly because of excessive violence, although if you look at other anime at the time, too, there were some other excessive violent elements here, but there was sort of a noir element at play with Cowboy Bebop, and it caught on outside of Japan fairly quickly. The Adult Swim block actually featured this in its regular Adult Swim programming, like Lupin the Third. Usually it's the sort of recycled Hanna-Barbera products that they had, but Cowboy Bebop carved its own little niche just based on its attitude there. So everything that we heard beforehand was from the first soundtrack, which came out in 1998 through Blue Note Records. They were the American distributor for it. Otherwise, it came out through Victor Entertainment in Japan. What we'll do is we'll listen to at least soundtracks 2 through 5. Now, we're not going to listen to extensively, but we'll hear little bursts here and there. The entire sort of 8 soundtrack set was compiled into a box set, and there was a best of album made in 2004 as well. But over the series, each season only lasted about 6 episodes at first, then it went down to 4. So in total, for about 6 years, you only had 26 episodes. So just a short burst of involving these stories about loneliness in space and then just sort of fighting your way through. So what we'll do right now is we'll continue to listen to Yoko Kanno and the Seatbelts, and again, everything is played by these guys here. So we'll do from the second soundtrack, subtitles Vitaminless. We'll have the Seatbelts along with Yoko Kanno and Doggy Dog on CITR.
We are the doggy, doggy dogs. 犬がいなくなった白い足白い尻尾ずっと一緒だったのに、はあ、僕の子犬がいなくなった白い耳白い背中いつも一緒だったのに、はあ、僕は乾いた涙で毎日暮らしてる、早く帰ってきて、雨の日も
background here. We are listening to Time to Know, which comes from the fifth Cowboy Bebop soundtrack, subtitled Future Blues. And we started off with Doggy Dog, which came off the second soundtrack. Then we heard from the third soundtrack, Forever Broke. Then there was Autumn in Ganymede, Stella by Moore, and then that vocal number we just heard before was Wo Kui Nong Coin. They're all from the fourth soundtrack to Cowboy Bebop, the TV anime series, which came out originally in 1998, had lasted six sessions, as they called them, not series or seasons, but sessions, almost like a jam session. At this point, there's no aim to really continue on with it after the movie and after the entire series ended with a bang. Although the creator has sort of debated about whether to return to the world, but at this point he says, well, it's fairly self-contained at this point. He's not sure exactly where else to go, so he's just going to leave it as is. So that wraps up our all-Japanese episode of Radio Free GAC. Come back up in a few short minutes. It is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then after our fine overnight programming. It is 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. Back to the work week with Pacific Picking with Arthur and Andrea. If you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gek, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to our website, www.citr.ca, click on Schedule 1 Podcasts, and look up Radio Free Gek on Monday evenings. Otherwise, you can just go to my website, which is www.gak.ca, and you can find playlists there in time. We'll close off with Chris Iyema, who was actively involved with the Asian American movement back in the 60s and 70s, working as a lawyer, teacher, amongst other things. But he also worked as an activist for Asian movement at the time. So in 1973, he helped record one of the first musical albums called A Grain of Sand with a couple other Japanese artists, and even a Chinese artist as well, too, Charlie Chin. But this, what we'll listen to, is from his 1982 album Back to Back. And there was actually a reunion of all the original Asian musical artists on the 1973 album Grain of Sand, but unfortunately, Iyema wasn't able to join because he died New Year's Eve in 2005. So from Back to Back, this is the Asian song. So enjoy what's left of the Victoria Day weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you in a week's time. I'll be at Sasquatch, so by the time I come back, I will probably be needing a nap or so.
Mr. Wu works in the laundry and his wife sews in the shop, and each and every wrinkle tells a tale. A survivor of the hard times and a fighter all his life, but the twinkle in his eye has never failed. He puts a kettle on the table and he leans against the wall. He says, "Excuse my English, but his words speak for us all." Because these hands have washed the clothes, these hands have served the food, heaven knows, and my neck has felt the mob's rope and it's been behind barbed wire. My arms have laid down railroad track, my back has been for hire, and these hands have fought injustice and this soul is still on fire. But I'm still here and I'm going strong, and I'm getting tired of proving I belong. Now Mrs. Gomez works the night shift in the pediatric ward, by day she cooks the meals for her own. New in the big city, she has never given up and does her best to give her kids a home. There's Mrs. Kim who sells the produce on the corner of the square. The people pass by quickly, but we all know she's there. And so the story goes on to another generation, a page, another chapter being turned. Tomorrow is the struggle we face in anticipation, and yesterday our lessons we have learned. And Johnny, he's a young boy who pumps gas to pay for school. His class is being cut back one by one. Now his father marched in Europe and John's mother was in camp, and each shows off the battle scars they've won. Some nights you hear raised voices that come drifting through the wall, but each knows deep inside them that what binds them binds us all. Because our hands have washed the clothes, you know our hands have served the food, heaven knows.
Queen Victoria wishes everyone listening to CITR a very amusing birthday. And you are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up.